From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A U.S. show of support for Iraq. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden telephoned Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi Monday to thank Iraqi forces for what he called their enormous sacrifice and bravery against Islamic State militants. The call was apparently aimed at soothing Iraqi anger after U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter said Sunday that Iraqi forces retreated from Ramadi last week because they have no will to fight. Islamic State militants have been sending more forces into Ramadi, Edward Uranian reports.
Iraqi government forces fought Islamic State militants east of the Anbar capital of Ramadi amid unconfirmed reports of minor government gains. The Iraqi government's struggle to regain ground lost to Islamic State was downplayed by Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, who told the BBC his forces would retake the Anbar provincial capital of Ramadi within days. Iraqi TV also showed Abadi meeting the new Anbar police chief, making a similar claim. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Malaysia's police chief says 139 graves believed to contain the remains of migrants have been found near the country's border with Thailand, and that some graves contained more than one body. National Police Chief Khalid Abu Bakr told reporters Monday the graves were found at 28 suspected human trafficking camps that likely housed from 20 to 300 people per camp. Police and anti-government protesters fought Monday in Burundi. At least one demonstrator in the capital, Bujumbura, was wounded when police opened fire. This is VOA News. President Barack Obama has laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns as part of his observance of the annual Memorial Day holiday in the United States. The ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery was attended by dignitaries, military personnel, and the families of veterans. Speaking at the ceremony, Mr. Obama remembered the men and women who have died to secure the United States' liberty and to keep its citizens safe.
We have to care for their families and our veterans who served with them. And as a nation, we have to remain worthy of their sacrifice, forever committed to the country they loved and the freedom they fought for and died for.
Mr. Obama noted that this is the first Memorial Day since the direct U.S. participation in the war in Afghanistan came to an end. The human rights group Amnesty International says there is overwhelming evidence of ongoing war crimes in Ukraine, despite the tentative ceasefire there. Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Prisoners from both sides of the war interviewed by Amnesty described being beaten until their bones broke, tortured with electric shocks, stabbed, hung from the ceiling, deprived of sleep for days, or subjected to mock executions. Those committing the abuses on both sides appear to have various motives, says Amnesty's Joanne Mariner.
They were interrogated about where weapons were hidden, who commanders were, etc., information that would be considered intelligence. Other people seem to have been beaten just purely for retaliatory reasons as vengeance.
Neither separatist groups nor the Ukrainian government have responded to the accusations. Henry Ridgewell, London.
A tornado raged for 6 seconds in a Mexican city along the U.S. border on Monday, killing at least 13 people and flattening hundreds of homes. The 250-kilometer-an-hour twister hit Ciudad Acuña at dawn. Rescue workers were searching for survivors in 750 damaged properties. To the north, in the U.S. state of Texas, searchers continued to look for 12 people believed to have been swept away in flash flooding. Two U.S. fighter jets escorted an Air France passenger plane to a safe landing in New York Monday after a chemical weapons threat was made against the aircraft. The anonymous threat prompted the military to scramble the F-15 jets as Air France Flight 22 from Paris arrived at New York's John F. Kennedy Airport. The threat was later deemed not credible and the plane cleared. Nigeria's fuel wholesalers say they have reached an agreement with the government to resume fuel distribution, ending a crisis that brought the operation of airlines, banks, and phone companies to a standstill. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.